from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day in His presence. We celebrate God that has made it possible for us to witness the last day in the month of May. What a mighty God we serve. It has never been by power, it has never been by strength, but by His grace. The month of grace is rounding up today. And I pray that every good thing that has to do with this month of grace, every good thing that has to do with the 5 months of this year that you need to benefit from and has not touched your hand, I pray today that those good things are coming to you like a rushing mighty wind in the name of Jesus. The power and grace of God that has taken us this far will not be withdrawn. We celebrate God. It's not because we are rich. It's not because we are holy. It's not because of anything. But the Lord just decided to bestow it upon us, grace to see the new day. And I pray today that in the name that is above every other name, mighty hand of God shall propel us forward in Jesus' name. Today, before the set of the sun of this day, we will have wonderful testimony in the name of Jesus. And I celebrate as many that are celebrating their birthday, I celebrate and rejoice with you. The Lord that has taken you this far in this new age will make you stronger, healthier, and advanced in the new age. The mighty hand of the Lord that has taken you up will not be withdrawn suddenly. We continue to nurture you unto greater heights. I say happy birthday. And as many that are celebrating one anniversary or the other, I rejoice with you as well. It's not an easy thing to celebrate anniversary. That means a whole year has passed again. And that wonderful year that has passed again will not be better than the next one in Jesus' mighty name. The mighty hand of the Lord will make every day anniversary for us in Jesus' mighty name. It is done and settled. Brethren, today, let's move forward with the word of the Lord. In the book of Proverbs chapter 14 verse 10, Proverbs 14:10, hear what the word of the Lord is saying to us today. He said, "The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy." The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. Brethren, when you are happy, you yourself, you are happy. When you are happy, brethren, it cuts across every mankind. That's emotional. Yes, you feel it. So when you are happy, you know you are happy. When you are sad, you yourself, you know you are sad. Nobody is sad or happy with you. You are the only one that feels it. When you are happy, people rejoice with you. When you are sad, they look at you and say, "What happened?" But one thing is very, very sure. You are the only one that knows where the shoe pinches. You are the only one that knows the source of happiness or sadness. And I pray today that happiness shall be our portion in Jesus' mighty name. When we look at the word of the Lord, you are the only one that knows. You are the only one that is feeling the pain. You are the only one that is feeling the joy. Joy is within. Happiness is without. And I pray today that the Lord will empower you with happiness. There's nobody that doesn't have one thing or the other that he or she is feeling sad about. But one thing is very sure. No matter how dark the night is, you will still see traces of white cloud. No matter how sunny a day is, you will still see a little dint of black clouds. I pray today, in the name that is above every other name, that the glory and power of God shall manifest upon our life in Jesus' mighty name. When we are talking about glory, when we are talking about power, when we are talking about honor, you feel it yourself from within. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." That is just it. Yes, if God's Spirit is not living inside people, it's not living inside, you cannot receive anything from God. So you are the only one that knows when you are happy. You are the only one that knows when you are sad. So the source of your joy, the source of your happiness, the source of your sorrow, the source of your sadness, you are the only one that knows. And when you need anything and you are trusting God for anything, you get closer to God. When you don't get closer to God, when you don't give your life to Christ, when you are not doing the will of God, there is no way you can enjoy His benefit. When you get closer to God, that's when you can understand Him, His do and don'ts, God has do and don'ts. Brethren, I pray today, as this month is running to an end, that we will have better understanding of what it takes to enjoy the benefits of God. God wants to teach us. He wants to relate with us. He wants to lead us. He wants to show us some things. But some people say, I don't have time. Do you have time? These three things, if you can do, it will help. Studying the word, pray without ceasing. And thirdly, relate with everybody with the happiness, with joy. Brethren, I pray today that the Lord will empower you to do His will, to surrender unto Him, to walk in His path, and it shall be well with you in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, let me stop here today, and by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. In advance, I say Happy New Month. Enjoy victory. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.